29th of April 2019, Acts 4, 23-32. As soon as they were released, they went to the community and told them everything the chief priests and the elders had said to them. When they heard, if they lifted up their voice to God with one heart, "Master," they prayed, "it is you who made sky and earth and sea and everything in them. It is you who said through the Holy Spirit and speaking through our ancestor David, your servant, why this uproar among the nations, this impotent muttering of the people? Kings on earth take up position, princes plot together against the Lord and his anointed. This is what has come true. In this very city Herod and Pontius Pilate plotted together with the Gentile nations and the peoples of Israel against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, to bring about the very thing that you in your strength and your wisdom had predetermined should happen. And now, Lord, take note of their threats and help your servants to proclaim your message with all fearlessness, by stretching out your hand to heal and to work miracles and marvels through the name of your Son Jesus." As they prayed, the house where they assembled rocked. From this time they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to proclaim the word of God fearlessly. The whole group of believers was united heart and soul. No one claimed private ownership to any possessions, as everything they owned was held in common. Maybe we can understand through these words on an indirect way what is really a very big mistake, a very big obstacle in the way of the proclamation of the gospel today. It's a lack of fearlessness. And this is coming from fear before people. And this fear before people is like a chain going around him and hindering what the Lord wants him to do. And it's clear that then the word cannot go. And indeed, we have to say that even in the church there is less courage to say, for example, that sin is a sin. And so the danger is growing that the gospel will only be said like people liked it. Different from the apostles of today, who are strengthened by the Holy Spirit to give the gospel. And they knew very well that the danger of death was around them. The threatening was done. And it's clear for the apostle that there is like a complot, like a line between Herod and Pilate, the Gentiles and tribes of Israel against Jesus. But God is using that, without that those people know that. And they let them do his will of salvation. The death of the Lord at the cross for salvation of all people, and his resurrection is the victory about hell and death. God allows that all these hostile powers are making persecutions, but they cannot hinder that the word of God will be brought to other people. All what they try to do, God will integrate in his plan of salvation. Persecution will help that the word comes on another way and through other circumstances to those who are listening, because the evangelization had to be fulfilled. The people should hear what the gospel says. They should know about the love of our Father who is looking for them and wants to live in community with him. They should meet Jesus, who alone is the way to our Father. But to be in the whole service of the gospel, it needs fearlessness. To overcome all this fear before people, we have to look to the Lord, and not first to the people. We are called to learn people in the Spirit and the light of God. So evangelization is a mission. Therefore, we have to look to the will of those who are giving us this mission. And then we can reflect with the Holy Spirit and with our intelligence on which way we have to fulfill our mission. and not be influenced by the fear before people, and to have fear to say something which you don't like, and every disadvantage maybe, and to do something against political correctness, or fear of prosecutions. No, never it can hinder us to fulfill the mission of the gospel. So therefore the prayer of the apostles is so important, and also an advice for us. The Lord may give us courage to say the truth, if people like it or not. We have to say it's horrible, but it's true that a lot of shepherds in our church looking more to the people instead of God. They don't confront the world, which is far away from God, with the gospel any longer. They're looking for ways how to harmonize with them. And this direction we can find since a lot of decades now, and starts to get stronger and stronger. They don't want to confront the people with the clearness of the gospel, which makes clear that the kingdom of God is totally different of a lot of destinations of this world. We should love the world in the sense that we are looking especially for the salvation of people. And also, of course, we add the works of mercy. This world is not our home. It is a place where we should do our work in the vineyard of the Lord, that the will of the Lord happens on earth as in heaven. There will remain the hostility against the gospel, and we have always to count with that till the Lord comes back and will complete all and everything. Therefore, the prayer to have no fear is so important. Let's always think God at the first place.
The communion verse says, I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide.
Ecce oculi Domini super timentes eum, sperantes in misericordia eius.